Wiley Buchanan, U.S. Chief of Protocol, and Governor Stratton were first in the receiving line. Elizabeth received 24 red roses from Mrs. Stratton, then she moved on to talk to Mayor and Mrs. Daly. She proceeded down the red-carpeted reception line, greeting a parade of dignitaries. Among them were Senator Paul Douglas and General Lawrence Whiting, chairman of the welcoming committee. Finally, the royal couple reached the end of the receiving line, where they mounted a blue carpeted platform. With them were Stratton, Daly, Buchanan, and Canadian Prime Minister John Diefenbaker.
Chicago and to the state of Illinois and to meeting our American friends from the middle of your country. Now we are expecting to spend a busy and interesting day in your great city, where we assure you that we shall be very keen and inquisitive sightseers. We extend our warmest greetings through you to the people of this city and this state and to their neighbors across the United States.
Head of the Oslo
schools and universities, its museums and its picture galleries. This state of Illinois has been the scene of much national history and the home of great leaders and men. And now the future holds even greater promise. With direct access to the oceans of the world, you have the sea around you and your horizons are unlimited.
At the conclusion of the luncheon, the official party went on another motorcade, this time to the south side. The Queen got a look at the city's skyline from South Shore Drive, and she made an unscheduled stop at the University of Chicago. Next stop, the Museum of Science, seemed particularly impressed with the painting by El Greco. Elizabeth and Philip looked a little weary by then, and no wonder. After leaving the Art Institute, they finally got a chance to rest at their suite in the Drake Hotel. But the climax of the day was still to come. Preparations were underway at the Conrad Hilton Hotel for Mayor Daley's state dinner for 1,400 invited guests. Among them were the five Chicago area women selected by the Chicago Tribune to give recognition to thousands of such volunteer workers, queens in their own right, Mrs. Faye Pitsley, Mrs. Harold A. Lang, Mrs. Mary Booth, Mrs. John Neff, and Miss Gen Feldkirchner. As guests arrived at the Hilton, the Queen and her party resumed the royal tour with another parade down Michigan Avenue from the Drake Hotel. Leading the night parade was the colorful Medina Black Horse Troop, led by a drummer on horseback. The riders went past Tribune Tower on their way south to the mayor's dinner. The Queen looked her regal best. She wore a jeweled tiara for the first time. As usual, the mayor and the governor accompanied Elizabeth. Just behind the Queen's car in the cavalcade came the limousine bearing Prince Philip, Mrs. Stratton, and Mrs. Daly. The Queen's tour had been on time all day, but the night parade started about 30 minutes late. The spectators who lined Michigan Avenue seemed to think the event was worth waiting for. It was their last chance to see the Queen. Elizabeth was a figure of regal beauty as she arrived at the Hilton. She wore a stunning white evening gown as she led the royal party into the hotel. Women in the audience were dazzled by the royal couple. The Queen wore a tiara of emeralds and diamonds with more jewels at her ears, throat, and left wrist. Prince Philip was attired in a white dinner jacket, black silk striped trousers, and rows of miniature medals on his chest. Queen Elizabeth thanked Mayor Daley and the people of Chicago for their hospitality.
My husband and I are delighted with all that we have seen, and our all too brief visit makes us wish that we could stay longer and get to know Chicago under more normal conditions. My husband and I thank you most sincerely for the touching welcome that you have given us and for the wonderful arrangements which you have prepared for us today. We shall carry with us on the next stage of our journey and for many years to come a memory of the generous hospitality of Chicago, which will long warm our hearts.
Studded with jewels, sparkled in the flash of lights. A band played the Star Spangled Banner as brilliant aerial bombs burst overhead. Fireworks painted a multicolor backdrop as the Queen waved goodbye to the crowd of dignitaries. The sky was a glittering myriad of lights as she said goodbye to Governor Stratton and Mayor Daley. The mayor presented Elizabeth with a medallion and an album of recordings. He gave two polo mallets to Prince Philip, parting gifts to the royal couple who spent 14 hours visiting the city. As the band played Hail Britannia, the Queen and her husband boarded the royal barge. They left behind exciting memories of Chicago, memories of more than 3 million people who greeted the regal visitors. Soon the Britannia was to weigh anchor and head for Canada.